Welcome to The Business of How, the podcast series from ICS focused on delivering practical insights that manufacturers can use to improve their distribution strategies. Today, we're joined by Leslie Langley, Senior Manager of Client Services, and Albert Cooksey, Vice President of Business Development for ICS, to discuss the customer experience and what manufacturers can expect from a 3PL. Leslie and Albert, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.
How much variance is there when it comes to client service models for 3PL providers? And how might one manufacturer's day-to-day or strategic interactions with a 3PL differ from another's?
I'll take the first part of the question. From a variance standpoint, there's many different methodologies that can be deployed as far as how you support a client on a day-to-day basis. ICS likes to take the point of we're there from the implementation standpoint all the way through day-to-day management of the account. There are other methodologies that allow you to actually have an implementation manager, and do they do a transition over to a day-to-day account manager. And there's some methodologies that actually implement the account and they use more of a pod system where they have different levels of individuals in each one of the departments that actually has a point of contact for the manufacturer.
Yeah, and just to add to that a little bit, I think the important part about that is at ICS, we like to have your program manager start as your implementation manager. So they understand the business from the day that we begin contacting the client and all the way through to after it launches and through to the day-to-day activity, which creates experts for that manufacturer.
What are a few things that clients should expect from their 3PL? And how does that vary depending on variables like the client's own level of expertise or the type of product?
I'll go ahead and take that. Our clients should expect that the 3PL they choose are experts in the service offering from the day that we receive their product to the day we take their first orders, invoice, bill, and ship their product. We really are the experts, and we need to get them to trust that we are the experts in that industry. In addition, the client should expect that whoever they choose as their 3PL is proactively monitoring the industry standards and making sure that we are keeping up with those standards and giving them the information that would help them move along with how the standards are flowing. One of the things that obviously is very high profile right now is DQSA and serialization, and we've been looking at that for several years and monitoring federal regulations as well as how the government is going to affect that. And we have been proactively testing, making sure we're staying on top of what the regulations are going to be and communicating those out to our clients.
One of the things you should expect from the 3PL, especially if you have a specialized product that does require any type of temp control, is a certain level of expertise that allows you to be able to have the comfort that the product will be delivered correctly, meaning that you should expect your 3PL to be out investigating different mechanisms for shipment. One of the reasons that you do come to a 3PL is for the economies of scale. You should expect your 3PL to actually provide you solutions on the different types of shipping scenarios that are out there. Realizing that you, the manufacturer, may have the ability to develop your own, but you always encourage your expectation that the 3PL should provide you a solution as well for you to compare to, which usually the 3PL solution will end up being significantly cheaper, and it also allows your 3PL to be more efficient from a distribution standpoint to allow you to take advantage of the economies of scale around your order pricing as well.
How have client needs and expectations changed over time?
Clients are more demanding than ever because the cost pressures within the industry are dictating that. But more importantly, the industry is looking for various different ways to get medication to patients. A lot of the clients now, they come to the 3PL and they look for a little bit more than just some pick-pack expertise. They want to make sure that you have the understanding of some of the things that are going on in the industry and some of the challenges that they may have. Therefore, if you're packing a product a certain way and it has to be recorded a certain way within a specialty pharmacy or a specialty distributor, they want to make sure that all those things are, you know, foot throughout the whole channel. And also, now with the Affordable Care Act, a lot of the 340B conversations as well, they want to make sure that the 3PL has some expertise around chargebacks and understands and kind of a second set of eyes for them many times on making sure that, you know, the policies are being followed, you know, as the Affordable Care Act is dictating.
Leslie, do you have anything to add from a program management perspective, especially considering that the PMs are really the face of the 3PL?
Well, I think Albert made a really good point when he mentioned that the clients are asking for some input. And a lot of times we hear, what are other people doing? What are other manufacturers doing? Whether it's, you know, in a variety of situations. And I think it's important that we are creating experts within the PM team. I may not be an expert on specifically your particular type of drug, but we've got multitudes of PMs who have multitudes of drugs, and we share that information among the PM group. And so when somebody says, what are other people doing? What are other manufacturers doing? I may not know the answer today, but I can get the answer because we work very closely as a team. That's what we should be doing. We should be that consultative program manager for them.
How often do you see your clients following the best practices that ICS recommends?
I think most of what we see is our clients wanting to follow best practices. And a lot of that lends to the fact that a lot of our newer clients or our potential clients are first time to the market manufacturers. And it's their baby. They've worked for years to get it to the market. So they don't want to step outside and risk this failing. They want to take best practices to get their product to market the best way, the most efficient way possible.
And to Leslie's point, she's correct. Many times in the sales process, that is one of the discussions that we have. Many times they may want to take a different approach as far as distributing product. One of the things that we talk about very explicitly in the sales process with the manufacturer is that you have to make sure that the ordering protocols are simple enough for the customers that you're targeting to ensure that you have a good launch. So many times they will decide to launch based on the standard model for that particular disease state or particular type of product, but in the back of their mind always have an opportunity to maybe change that model somewhere down the line. And that's one of the big advantages that we talk about at ICS. Regardless of channel that they choose, we'll be able to ebb and flow with them as the product matures.
What's next on the horizon for the 3PL client experience?
I know our IT group is really looking at what else can we offer? How do we keep up with the times? We're always looking for what's the next technology out there so that we can support our clients' needs. It's very important to our clients that they have full visibility to everything that's going on with their programs, especially for those one drug clients. They need to know sales as they're happening. It's really important for them. So being able to offer that capability of, you know, getting the information to them before they ask for it, or having them access it on their phone. So, you know, you've got a lot of people that are traveling. So those technology things are really important going forward. And I think that's one of the key offerings that we're working on right now.
The other thing I think you'll see is more combined 3PL specialty pharmacy type solutions come to the forefront, especially as you see some of the products come more orally applied, like oral oncology obviously is a big component out there today. And the other piece that has a growing trend is the cryogenic distribution as well. For the cryogenic market, it's sparse at this point, but there are a lot of products in development today. And the way we're approaching it is that we know the storage solutions, when you talk about ultra low, when it's minus 70, minus 80 type storage solutions. That's simple, and many times we've been able to ship those products through a standard frozen protocol. But today, they're asking for the minus 70, minus 80 storage, and also a minus 70, minus 80 shipping solution. So there we've approached that a couple of different ways, where there's some organizations out there that really concentrate on that type of shipping mechanism. So we've investigated those organizations as looking into some type of dry vapor shipments, liquid nitrogen type shippers there as well. Obviously working very closely with the client, understanding the site of which we'd actually be shipping that product to, because we have to take that in consideration, because it'll be handled much differently if you're sending it to a research organization versus if you're sending that to a physician's office. So we've partnered, we've educated ourselves in the industry, so we definitely have the ability to deploy a shipping solution today once we receive one of those approved products.
How have the profiles of the clients themselves changed? And in what ways does that affect the client experience and what 3PLs need to do from a staffing perspective?
From the client profile change, I think one of the things, and I'll let Leslie talk about the day-to-day, but when you talk about what you're seeing in the industry, a lot of consolidation, a lot of clients buying other clients. So we've had clients that have always been a oral product, tablet or capsule base, and now they have a frozen product. So in that case there, a lot of times they're looking for the 3PL to be able to provide the solution, or at least have the solution internally. So in that case, a lot of times from a 3PL perspective, we end up dealing with a different group of people. We end up dealing with an organization that doesn't have any expertise for that particular storage product. So a lot of times they're depending on us to tell them how to store the product and also come up with a shipping solution there as well, and the best way to move the product from either an existing vendor into their particular portfolio as well. So we've seen that happen a lot within the 3PL space today, and really the ICS has been a great partner for many of our manufacturing clients because we have the expertise, whether it goes across the board, whether it's an ambient all the way up to frozen or cryogenic products.
Yeah, exactly. And to Albert's point, those clients that are purchasing other drugs, they're actually, it's not a full launch. So all we're doing is we're transitioning more product under an umbrella of that manufacturer. So it's a very quick turnaround. So they expect very quick response time, and it's an easier launch to bring a new product in under an umbrella that's already been developed, but it certainly is, you know, understanding the different types, whether it's frozen product or it's controlled substance now, where they used to not have controlled substances, understanding the regulations behind that, so that they really do depend on the 3PL to be the experts in those areas so that we can do that quick turnaround. In addition, we've got, you know, the newer clients who are brand new, very small, whether it's orphan drug or ultra orphan drug. We've got some, you know, some products that are very low volume and very high maintenance because they don't have the expertise in their area. So they're really counting on us to understand. They've done all of the science behind the drug. Now we've got to help them get it to market, and they're not the experts in that area. So I think we're seeing a lot of that as well.
Leslie and Albert, thanks so much for your time today and sharing your insight.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
The Business of How is brought to you by ICS, the leading provider of third-party logistics solutions for the healthcare industry. For manufacturers whose products require special handling or a customized approach to distribution, ICS serves as an integral supply chain partner. Dozens of manufacturers rely on ICS as a trusted solution for everything from finished goods warehousing to order management to secure distribution and reporting. For more, visit icsconnect.com.